今日嘅正道信息系必要在基督台前显露出来。
Today's sermon topic is must all appearing before the judgment seat of Christ。
弟兄姊妹、慕道嘅朋友，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends。
我哋同心嘅祷告。
Let us pray in one heart。
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you。
感谢你让我哋喺今天早上能够嚟到主你嘅殿，嚟到朝见敬拜。
Thank you, Lord, that this morning we can come to your holy temple to worship you and sing praises to you.
天父再次感謝你，藉著主耶穌基督喺十字架上邊所成就嘅救恩，將我哋從罪惡過犯當中拯救過嚟。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the grace of salvation accomplished by the Lord Jesus on the cross, so that we can be saved from sins and transgressions.
天父，我哋更加嘅知道呢個世代係即將會過去。
Heavenly Father, we know very well that this present age will come to pass.
我哋都知道，當主你翻嚟嘅日子，我哋真係需要能夠基督台前嚟到去交賬。
And we all know that on the day of the glorious return of the Lord Jesus, we have to give an account of ourselves before your judgment seat.
天父，感謝你藉著你嘅仆人。
We thank you that through your servant,
再次嘅嚟到去提醒我哋。
Once again, you remind us
怎样在这个地上来去过一个讨你喜悦的人生。
How to live a life that is pleasing to you on earth.
以至到将来我们能够安然来见主。
So that in future we can come to see you in peace.
求真理的圣灵来去引导帮助我们每一个。
May the spirit of truth guide us and help us.
无论讲的、听的都能够同得造就。
Whether the one who speaks and those who listen, they can all be edified.
我哋咁样祷告、感谢、交托，系奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition are in the name of our gracious Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
记得喺上一次正道嘅时候
，I remember in my previous sermon
提到使徒保罗十分嘅希冀离世与主同在。
I mentioned that the Apostle Paul had a great desire to depart from the world and to be with the Lord. Because he deeply believed that if his earthly tent is destroyed, he will surely receive the eternal heavenly dwelling.
保罗已经预备好自己去见主面。
Paul had already prepared himself to meet the Lord.
So he in 哥林多后书五章八节讲到。
Therefore, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 8, he says,
我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体，与主同住。
We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and be at home with the Lord.
保罗知道活着就是基督。
Paul knows that to live is Christ,
死了就有益处,
and to die is gain.
让我们同心同声读出今天早上其中一段正道的经文，哥林多后书五章九到十节。
In one heart, let us read one of the passages of today's sermon scriptures, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 and 10.
哥林多后书五章九到十节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verses 9 and 10。
所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫各人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him, the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
保罗无论在什么情况底下,
No matter what circumstance Paul was under,
他立下心志要讨主的喜悦。
He made it his goal to please the Lord.
因为他深知道将来是要在基督台前来去交账。
Because he knew very well that in future he would have to give an account of himself to God.
保罗在神面前所立下的志向，他有三个元素。
God made a commitment before God, there are three components to those commitments.
第一個嘅元素。
The first component.
保羅所立嘅志向係有一個好崇高嘅目標。
The goal that Paul set had a lofty goal.
佢嘅目標就係要討主嘅喜悅。
His goal was to please the Lord.
保羅嘅一生。
The entire life of Paul.
矢志不渝。
He tirelessly pursued the goal.
就係傳揚主耶穌基督並他釘十字架。
To pursue the Lord, to preach the Lord Jesus and Him crucified.
換句話講。
In other words.
無論喺咩嘅環境又或者壓力嘅底下。
No matter under what circumstance or pressure,
他的目標是永遠不會更改。
His goal would never change.
就是傳揚主耶穌基督並他釘十字架，以至到討主的喜悅。
That was to preach the Lord Jesus and Him crucified so that He could please the Lord.
又記得哥林多教會他們分門結黨。
Then let's be reminded there were divisions among the believers in the church of Corinth.
保罗在哥林多前书的第一章已经提到。
In chapter 1 of 1 Corinthians, Paul mentioned this.
当中有人说自己是属保罗。
Among those people, some claimed that they followed Paul.
又有人说自己是属亚波罗。
Some claimed that they follow Apollos.
亦都有人说自己属基法。
And also some claim that they followed Cephas.
更有人說自己是屬基督。
And some claim that they followed Christ.
他們互相的嫉妒、攻擊、論斷。
They envied, attacked, and judged one another.
當然他們對保羅的言談舉止。
Surely, in regards to the way Paul acted and spoke,
以及他所傳講的福音內容呢
and the contents of the gospel that he preached,
都諸多批評
they were very critical of them.
但是保羅的反應他覺得這些都不重要
But as in Paul's reaction, he felt that these were all unimportant.
哥林多前書的四章三到四節這裡講到
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 3 and 4,
我被你們論斷，或被別人論斷，我都以為極小的事，連我自己也不論斷自己。
I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself.
我雖不覺得自己有錯，卻也不能因此得以稱義，但判斷我的乃是主。
My conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me.
保罗不介意其他人对他的论断。
Paul did not care about the judgments made by others towards him.
因为他立志不是要讨人的欢喜。
Because the goal he set was not to please man.
那是要讨神的喜悦。
But to please God.
保罗所关注自己在神面前忠心的服侍。
What Paul cared was his faithful service before God.
以致得蒙悦纳。
So that he would be pleased by God.
所以在哥林多前书四章一到二节，他讲到。
Therefore, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 1 to 2,
人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘的管家。
So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the secret things of God.
所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
Now, it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
保罗在离世前所写的最后一封的书信呢?
In the last epistle that Paul wrote before he departed from the world,
他勉励提摩太,
he exhorted Timothy.
无论在什么环境底下,
no matter under what circumstance,
必须要忠心地传讲神的话,
he had to faithfully preach the word of God.
就在提摩太后书的四章一到二节这里讲到
As written in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 1 and 2
我在神面前并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前凭着他的显现和他的国度祝福你
In the presence of God and in Christ Jesus who will judge the living and the dead and in view of his appearing and his kingdom I give you this charge
务要传道
preach the word.
無論得時不得時，總要專心，並用百般的忍耐，各樣的教訓、責備人、警戒人、勸勉人。
Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction.
誠誠實實的傳講福音。
Faithfully preaching the gospel.
傳講神的話。
Preaching the word of God.
這個是保羅忠心服侍的一貫的取態。
This was the consistent attitude of Paul's faithful service to God.
不信人的情面，不冒講神的話。
Not playing favoritism and not falsely proclaiming God's word.
他所取悅的是那位拯救他的恩主耶稣基督。
The only one he was trying to please was our gracious Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当保罗勉励加太信徒的时候，
Therefore, when the Apostle Paul encouraged the believers in the church of Galatia,
他亦都重新强调忠心服侍神的重要。
He reiterated the importance of faithful service to God.
加太书的一章十节这里讲到。
In Galatians chapter 1 verse 10,
我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢么？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
Am I now trying to win the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ.
仆人要取悅主人。
Servants should try to please the masters.
就正如基督圣徒要取悅基督一样。
Just like Christian saints should please Christ.
保罗睇得系极为重要。
It is extremely important in Paul's eyes.
刚才讲到不信人嘅情面。
Just now I said that he was not playing favoritism.
不冒讲神嘅话。
And not to falsely proclaim God's word.
仆人要取悦主人。
Servants have to please the master.
就正如基督圣徒要取悦基督一样。
Just like Christian saints have to please Christ.
很多时当我们来到去听人来到传福音的时候呢，
Very often when we hear people trying to preach the gospel.
很多时我们只是单单的听到的就是说神的恩典怜悯。
What we hear is just God's grace and mercy.
亦都讲到主耶稣基督的爱。
And they also mention the love of Christ.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But dear brothers and sisters,
我们真的要诚诚实实地来传讲主耶稣基督十字架赦罪的福音。
We should faithfully preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross and for the forgiveness of sins.
在福音的元素里面呢，
In the elements of the gospel,
是必须要提到人的罪。
There's an essential component that must be mentioned, that is the sin of man.
人必须悔改，回转，归向神。
Man must repent and return to God.
信靠我主耶稣基督。
And put his trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
在福音的里面，这个是绝对，绝对是不少得的。
In the gospel, this is an absolutely important element.
我们不要怕。
We should not be afraid.
因为当我们跟一些未信的朋友或家人来到去讲传福音的时候呢，
Because when we preach the gospel to our family members or friends,
我们真的很怕讲到罪。
We are afraid to touch the topic of sin.
因为罪是一个很敏感的话题。
Because sin is a very sensitive topic.
但我们必须不得不讲。
But it is essential, we can't leave it out.
请弟兄姊妹来到去谨记。
Please remember this.
另一方面，在临前的四章四节提到呢，
On the other hand, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4,
连保罗自己都不会论断自己。
Paul himself would not judge himself.
因为可以判断保罗的只有是主自己。
Because it is only the Lord himself who can judge Paul.
当主耶稣回来的时候，
When the Lord Jesus comes back again,
亦都係向主交帳嘅日子。
It is also the time when we have to give an account of ourselves to the Lord.
我哋以往嘅服侍嘅動機咧
，our motives for serving the Lord，
思想同埋心態
，our thoughts and mental attitudes，
都會顯明出嚟
，will all be revealed，
從而得著稱讚
，so that we will receive praises。
正如喺哥林多前書嘅四章。五節的下半節這裡說到
As in 1 Corinthians 4 verse 5
所以時候未到什麼都不要論斷只等主來他要照出暗中的隱情顯明人心的意念那時個人要從神那裡得著稱讚
Therefore judge nothing before the appointed time Wait till the Lord comesHe will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts. At that time, each will receive his praise from God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
若果我们因住环境或者人事
If, according to the circumstances or people or the things around us,
在福音上来到妥协
we make any compromise to the gospel,
或者在神的话上来到妥协
Or we make compromise on the word of God.
这个不是神所喜悦的。
This is not pleasing to God.
深盼保罗的忠心事主。
I hope that the faithful service of Paul
成为我们作神儿女、作神仆人一个鼓励和提醒。
Can become a reminder and encouragement for us, children of God and servants of God.
第二个元素是保罗点解能够可以系立下心志讨神嘅喜悦，系向主嘅委身。
The second component why Paul could make this goal to please the Lord was his commitment to the Lord。
喺哥林多后书嘅五章九节呢度讲到。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9。
所以无论是在身内离开身外，我们立了志向要得主的喜悦。
So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it.
保罗因着服侍主的缘故
For the sake of serving the Lord,
经常受到死亡的威胁
Paul was under the constant threat of death,
以及魔鬼撒旦的攻击和搅扰
and the assailment and disturbance from the devil Satan.
在这节的经文提到身内、身外
In this verse, it is mentioned in the body or away from it.
意思是保罗无论或生或死
It means that whether in life or in death,
都不会改变对神的心志
Paul would not change his aspiration towards God.
保罗活在罪恶的世界的里头
Paul was living in a world of sin.
受尽一切从教会、从世界而来的攻击、毁谤
He had to be under constant assailment and defamation from church and from the world.
身体和心灵都承受非常沉重的冲击。
He was bearing tremendous impact in his body, mind, and spirit.
他渴望离世与主同在。
He longed to depart from the world and be with the Lord.
或者有人会问呢
Perhaps some people would ask,
保罗这种的心态会不会比较消极地去面对他活在世上的日子
The way that Paul was facing the life on, while on earth, is it considered negative?
答案是绝对的否定
The answer is absolutely no.
保罗正正就是把活在世上的日子
It is justThat just because of this point that we can see he is trying to live, trying to make the best use of his life on earth.
去尽心竭力地为主来作工
To do his utmost to work for the Lord.
以致能够得着将来从神而来的奖赏
So that he would receive the prize from the Lord in the eternity.
保罗不会因为渴慕离世与主同在
He would not do it because of his desire to depart from the world and to be with the Lord.
而对活在世上的日子变得冷漠
and become indifferent to the way he was living on earth.
而剛剛相反,
but on the contrary,
保羅更加謹慎他活在世上的日子。
Paul was being more careful how he lived in the world.
在哥林多前書的9章27節他這樣說。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27 he says,
我是攻克己身叫身服我恐怕我傳福音給別人自己反被棄絕了。
I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
正如保罗所讲,
as what Paul has said,
虽然他的外体是虽然毁坏了,
though outwardly he was wasting away,
但是保罗却因有因为渴慕离世与主同在,
but because of his longing to depart from the world and be with the Lord,
而他沒有任何一刻的時間是放鬆在自己世上活著為主討主喜悅的人生。
He did not allow a moment in his life to lax in the goal of living for the Lord and please the Lord.
保羅渴慕見主，
Paul longed to see the Lord，
正正讓他在世上活著更加的積極的向主來到去委身。
It is exactly because of this that it made him more motivated to live in the world and be make the commitment to the Lord.
所以無論保羅佢喺世上嘅活著嘅時候，
therefore, while Paul was living in the world,
又或者佢離世與主同在，
or whether he was going to depart from the world and be with the Lord,
最重要嘅就話討主喜悅。
What was the most important thing to him was to please the Lord.
保罗在罗马书同样提到他向主委身的心志。
In the book of Romans, we can also see his goal to please the Lord.
罗马书的十四章八节里讲到，我们若活着是为主而活，若死了是为主而死，所以我们或活或死。總是主的人。
In Romans chapter 14 verse 8, if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
深信以勒家的肢體呢?
I believe that the brothers and sisters of Jaira Fellowship,
仍然有很多家人或者朋友在救恩的門外。
We still have a lot of family members and relatives who are not yet believers.
深盼我們都能夠把我們活在世上的日子，
I hope that we can make best use of our time while we live in the world，
成為神手中合用的工具去傳揚主耶穌基督十字架赦罪的救恩，
to become a suitable instrument for God to use to preach the gospel of the forgiveness of sins，
以致人得以蒙恩歸主，
so that people can receive the grace and be converted to the Lord。
第三個元素，保羅討主喜悅的動機呢？
The second component, the motive for Paul to please the Lord,
那是要在永恆的裏面滿有能力的來服侍神、榮耀神、尊崇神。
Was that in the eternity he would have the power and strength to serve God, glorify God and honor God.
所以保羅活在世上的日子，
Therefore, the time when Paul lived in the world,
雖然因服侍帶來身體的勞損是日趨嚴重，
although physically he got more and more worn out because of his faithful service to God,
但保羅仍然的將自己全然的奉獻給主，
he dedicated completely to serve the Lord,
為主所用，
and be used by the Lord.
保羅亦都清楚地知道，
Paul also knew very well,
他要為他在世上所作的一切是向神來到去負責。
He would be held accountable for everything that he has done on earth.
就正如剛才我們讀到的哥林多後書的五章十節，
As in the scripture we just read, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10,
因為我們眾人必要在基督台前顯露出來，叫各人按著本身所作的，或善或惡受報。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him, the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
这里讲到我们众人必要在基督台前显露。
It tells us that we will all be revealed before Christ's judgment seat.
显露的对象是神。
Who is the object of this revealing?
Is it God? 当然不是啦。
Is it God? Surely not.
因为神已经清楚知道我们一生所作的。
Because God knows very well everything we have done in our lifetime.
显露的对象是我们自己。
The object for this revealing is we ourselves.
因为在基督台前，
Because before the judgment seat of Christ,
我们将会知道基督对我们在世上活着的时候所作的一切而作出裁决。
We will know that for everything we have done on earth, our deeds and our words, we will hear the verdict from Christ.
当中包括我们在世为人所作的一切，
including everything that we have done in our lifetime,
是不是有永恒的价值？
Whether they have eternal value.
这里讲到基督对我们在世上所作的一切的裁决。
Here it is talking about the verdict from Christ for everything that we have done on earth.
是完全跟罪是无关的。
Is not in relation to sins.
因为当我们信主那一刻，
Because at the moment when we are converted to Christ,
我们的一切罪孽过犯和罪恶呢，
All our sins, transgressions and wickedness,
都已经因着主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的赦罪救恩，
On account of the grace of salvation on the cross accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ,
得以被赦免涂抹，
have all been forgiven and wiped out.
基督台前的裁决，
the verdict before the judgment seat of Christ,
乃是主监察我们在世上的行事为人，
is for examination of Christ for what for our actions and deeds and words,
不为外人所知的动机的态度，
all the concealed motives and attitudes,
以致所作的能够得着奖赏，
so that whatever we have done which would be worthy of his praise,
正如刚才所提到的哥林多前书四章五节，
as what we have just mentioned, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5,
所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念，那时各人要从神那里得着称赞。
Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts. At that time, each will receive his praise from God.
当我们在基督台前来到显露的时候，
When we are revealed before the judgment seat of Christ,
主会让我们看到我们所作的一切。
The Lord will let us see what all the things that we have done.
当中所讲一切背后真实的动机，
and all the true motives of what we have done and what we have said，
正如今天早上另一段的经文，
as in another passage of today's sermon scriptures，
在哥林多的前书三章十一到十四节，
in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 11 to 15，
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ.
若有人用金银宝石、草木和街在这根基上建造，
If any man builds on this foundation, use gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay or straw.
个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子将要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验各人的工程怎样。
His work will be shown for what it is, revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work.
而 人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得奖赏。
If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward.
人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。
If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames.
诚然，立好的根基是主耶稣基督呢？
The established foundation is the Lord Jesus.
咁各人喺根基上所建造嘅工程，
and all the work built upon the foundation，
究竟系金银宝石啊，亦或系草木禾秸？
Whether it is made of gold, silver, costly stones, or wood, hay, and straw.
咁當然，金銀寶石係代表係可以耐久，並且係能夠存到永恆嘅。
Gold, silver, precious stones means the materials that can endure the test and have eternal value.
草木禾秸就係唔能夠持久，並且係短暫，經唔起考驗嘅。
Wood, hay, or straw cannot stand the test and will be destroyed.
剛才講到呢啲六種嘅金銀寶石、草木禾秸都會被火嚟到去試驗嘅。
All these six kinds of materials that we just mentioned, gold, silver, precious, costly stones, or wood, hay, and straw, they will all be tested by fire.
神亦都會監察人嘅內心。
And God will also test the hearts of men.
正如喺撒母耳記上嘅十六章七節下半節呢度講到。
As in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7b.
因為耶和華不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和華是看內心。
The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance.But the Lord looks at the heart.
換句話講，
In other words,
唔單止個人所建造嘅工程係被火嚟到去試驗。
Not only will the work done by man be tested by fire.
神亦都會監察我哋在世為人作事嘅動機。
God will also examine our words and deeds in the world.
而作出得獎賞嘅評估。
As a basis for the evaluation of our prize.
神作事實在是非常的奇妙。
God is the, does things in a wonderful way.
當神要人去明白一個真理的時候呢，
When God wants us to understand a truth,
往往祂會透過祂的仆人，
Very often it is through His servants,
藉著聖經，
Through the Bible,
在不同的書信將真理重複的來到去顯明出來。
In different epistles or books of the Bible, he will repeatedly strengthen the truth to us.
正如剛才提到的哥林德後書的五章十節。
As in the passage that we just mentioned, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10,
因為我們眾人必要在基督台前顯露出來，叫各人按著本身所行的，或善或惡受報。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due from the thing, what is due him, the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
羅馬書嘅十四章亦都同樣提到呢個嘅真理。
Romans chapter 14 also mentions this truth.
羅馬書嘅十四章十到十二節講到。
In Romans chapter 14 verses 10 to 12.
保罗提到我们不可以来到论断弟兄，轻看弟兄。
Paul tells us not to judge our brothers or look down upon our brothers.
因为我们是要在神的台前。
Because before the judgment seat of God.
各人必要将自己的事在神的面前说明。
Everyone will have to give an account of himself before God.
罗马书的十四章十二节和哥林多后书的五章十节同样的提到各人。
Romans chapter 14 verse 12 and 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10 mention each one.
意思是每个属神的儿女。
It means every one of God's children.
都会为今生所作的得着回报。
Will receive a reward for what we have done in this life.
所以每个属神的人。
Therefore, everyone who belongs to God,
唔好睇輕我哋喺世上所作嘅一切。
Do not make light of everything that we do on earth.
生怕我哋就正如好似羅馬書保羅所講到喺十二章一節呢度講到。
I hope that we will be like what Paul exhorts in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄們，我以神的慈悲勸你們，將身體獻上，當作活祭，是聖潔的，是神所喜悅的。你們如此侍奉，乃是理所當然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
我們在世上活著所作的種種。
Everything that we have done in our lifetime
都會影響我們將來在神的國度裏面
will have an impact in the eternal kingdom of God
是不是有永恆的價值
whether it has eternal value
正如主耶穌基督在啟示錄所說
as the Lord Jesus says in Revelation
看啊，我必快來，賞罰在我，要照各人所行的報應他。
Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done.
哥林多後書嘅五章十節嘅下半節所講到。
As mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 10b.
叫各人按著本身所行的，或善或惡受報。
That each one may receive what is due him the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
正如先前提到在基督台前的交账
As what we have mentioned, that we have to give an account of ourselves before the judgment seat of Christ,
是每个属神的人要面对的。
It is something that every one of the children of God has to face.
由于我们的罪已经被主耶稣基督宝血洁净赦免
Since our sins have been forgiven by the precious and holy blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在基督台前交账是与罪是无关的。
Therefore, when we give an account of ourselves before the judgment seat, it is not related to sins.
而讲到或善或恶受报呢?
And the words, each one receiving what is due him, the good or bad things he has done,
恶的意思不是指到罪的事情。
Bad things do not refer to sin.
恶的意思是指到
Bad things mean
一些我们曾经在世上所作的事情。
The things that we have done in this world
在神永恒的国度里面是毫无价值的。
Is completely worthless in the eternal kingdom of God.
咁或善或恶又有咩分别咧
？Then what is the difference between the good and bad things?
用使徒作善工嘅一个例子。
I give an example of the apostle. What he meant by good work.
喺哥林多前书嘅三章五节到七节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 5 to 8.
對不起，是的，三章五節到八節。
It's 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 to 8.
這裡講到阿波羅算什麼，保羅算什麼，無非是執事，照主所賜給他們各人的，引導你們相信。
What after all is Apollos? What is Paul? Only servants, through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task.
我栽种了，阿波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。
I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow.
可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。
So neither he who plants or he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow.
栽种的和浇灌的都是一样。
The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose.
但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。
And each will be rewarded according to his own labor.
这段经文提到我们看到使徒所作的善工。
This passage enables us to see the good work done by the apostle.
他们是带领人来到归主。
To lead people to Christ.
使徒都是神手中的工具。
The apostles were the tools of God.
为了传扬主耶稣基督得救的福音。
To preach the grace of salvation of the Lord Jesus.
然而叫人信主是神自己的工作。
However, causing people to come to faith is the work of God Himself.
但是使徒因所作的工，他们将来都未必得着奖赏。
But because of the work the apostles did, they would be rewarded in future.
同样的道理。
In the same way,
今天的基督圣徒为神所作的工。
The Christian saints today to do the holy work of God.
如果动机是出于爱人灵魂同埋扩展神国度嘅有关嘅话咧
，If the motive is to love other people's soul and to extend the kingdom of God，
我哋将来都会得着赏赐。
In future, we will be rewarded.
因为所作嘅乃系有永恒价值。
Because what we are doing has eternal value.
至于恶嘅事情咧
，And for the bad things，
意思系喺永恒嘅神嘅国度里边系冇价值嘅事情。
It means the worthless things in the eternal kingdom of God.
特別神的兒女是要小心的謹慎。
Children of God must be careful and be aware of this.
既然我們蒙神揀選
，Since we are chosen by God，
得著神赦罪的救恩
，We have received the grace of salvation of forgiveness of sins。
就當在這個末世的時間警醒謹守。
We should be alert and self-controlled at the end times.
切勿墮入今世的潮流。
We should not drift with the flow of this world.
就正如吃喝玩乐、享受人生呢啲嘅网络嘅里边。
Falling in the snare of eat, drink, and be merry, and just to enjoy life.
另外，当以哥林多教会结党纷争、引以为鉴。
And we also take the division and defection within the Church of Corinth as a warning.
他们都是表面上为主作工。
Outwardly, they were working for the Lord.
但是他内里的动机就是争权夺利。
But inwardly, the true motive was to obtain power and for self-interest.
因为这些事情不单止不能够来到荣耀神。
Because these things would not glorify God.
更在神永恒的国度里面是经不起考验。
And also, they could not stand the test in the eternal kingdom of God.
而且更加没有任何的价值。
And also, they do not have any value at all.
保罗让我们看到他在神面前的立志。
Paul enables us to see his gold made before God.
那是有三个元素。
There are three components.
他的目标是一生的讨主喜悦。
His goal was to please the Lord in his entire life.
他向主完全的委身。
He was totally committed to the Lord.
无论住在身内，离开身外。
Whether in his body or when he departs from the body.
他更加的希望能够在永恒里面能够荣耀神，服侍神。
He also hoped that in the eternity, he would glorify God and serve God.
以致甘心乐意地将身体献上，当作活祭来到去服侍神。
So that he willingly offered his body as a living sacrifice to serve God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
深盼保罗在神面前的立志。
I hope that the goal made by Paul before God,
让我们得着激励去过一个讨神喜悦的人生。
Compels us to live a life that is pleasing to God.
以致我们今生所作的
So that whatever we do in this life
能够存留在神永恒的荣耀国度里头
Can remain in the eternal and glorious kingdom of God.
使荣耀归于父神
For glory to be ascribed to for the Father God.
让我们一同的起立来到唱回应诗成为我意象
Let's stand and sing the responding hymn, Be Thou My Vision. human heart.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
正如诗歌所讲。
As it is written in the hymn.
深盼主耶稣基督成为我们的意象。
That Jesus Christ be our vision.
因为我们知道。
Because we know.
没有意象，民便放肆。
Without vision, the people cast off all restraints.
因着有主耶稣基督的缘故。
Because of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们愿意遵行神的话。
We are willing to follow your command.
以致我们愿意在地上，我们谨慎度我们的余下的人生。
So that we are willing to live a self-controlled life in the remainder of our lives.
以致可以来到讨神你的喜悦。
So that we can please the Lord.
天父上帝，也都感谢你，藉着你的仆人再次来提醒我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that through your servant, you once again remind us.
让我们都学效保罗的立志。
For us to follow the example of the goal set by Paul.
以讨你的喜悦为我们的人生的目标。
His purpose in life was to please the Lord.
更加愿意将我们的一生，我们愿意的都完完全全的系奉献俾神。
Help us to willingly sacrifice our entire lives to you, Lord.
就正如保罗所讲，无论住在身内，离开身内。
Just as what Paul says, whether in the body or away from it.
我哋立志系要服侍主。
We are dedicated to serve the Lord.
更加求天父嚟到帮助我哋。
Heavenly Father, help us.
我哋喺地上所作嘅一切。
Everything that we do on earth.
能够可以存留喺天上。
Can remain in heaven.
亦都能够更加嘅，让我哋将来见主面嘅时候。
And also on the day when we see you face to face.
我哋得着主嘅称赞。
We can receive your praise.
将来在永恒的国度里面，我们更加能够去服侍主、赞美主。
And also in the future eternal kingdom, we can serve the Lord and praise the Lord.
感谢天父垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing our prayer.
我们祷告感谢交托奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving and petition in the name of our gracious Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.